Wow, what a way to come back on the scene. That was not the song I intended to play. I had intended to actually play a song for Ilegua, Ilegbara Ago. And Ilegua said, "You know what? I'm gonna play a song for you instead, being the trickster that Ilegua is." So that song that you just heard was me many, 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 many moons ago. Many moons ago, messing around in the studio. I used to, perform on stage doing my little poetry and sing a little bit and, just entertain the crowd, entertain the audience. And that was one of the songs. Of course, the sisters love that song, the single sisters in particular. And that is so funny. That is so funny that that song just came up. When I heard the music, I was about to stop it. I was about to stop it, and I was like, "No, obviously this is a song that wants to play right now. We're gonna take this Throwback Thursday walk down memory lane." So, yeah, I Don't Have a Man by K Boogie. Back then, I think the album was called Sister. And I got a couple albums left from back in that time period. My first little ditty I put together. It was comprised of tracks. I used to do poetry or sing, do some vocals on some local people on their albums. And so what I would do, whatever I would whatever I would feature on somebody's album, or if they were a musician, if they wanted, somebody to do something vocal, I would. And then I would just use that song and put it on my own album. So my song is like a hodgepodge of different styles and sounds that just kind of came together through collaborations. And actually, now that I talk about it and think about it, it makes me think of my good brother, who transitioned a couple years back, because he was the brother who actually mixed and mastered and recorded quite a few of the songs on that album. And so that was a very special experience to share with him. And I really, really regret that I did not work more with him. We were supposed to record a children's album, and I kept putting it off, kept putting it off. I didn't feel like I was ready. And now I won't have that opportunity to do that with him. And yeah, and it's too bad, because the energy that he brought to anything that he did was definitely welcomed and appreciated. And his spirit is just a beautiful, 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 beautiful spirit. So yeah, that's peace though. That's very peace. I'm hoping y'all can hear me, and I am not just talking to myself. It's been a long minute since I've done a show. 2017, I think I did one or two shows in 2018. Then I kind of took a break. So, we gotta build it back up. But tonight's show, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be about an upcoming journey this weekend. Next week, I am embarking on, rather, and I got a sister coming on the line, Sister Daphne, and Daphne is going to help paint the picture of what's in store. I'm gonna be real with y'all. I don't have much of a clue. Sister reached out to me, asked me if I was interested. I was like, "Of course I am. Let's do this." And she was like, "Sis, let's fundraise, let's raise some money for travel expenses." I was like, "Cool. I'm gonna rent a car. We gonna make it happen. We gonna make this do what it do, what it do, what it do." And so here we are, about to take this journey across the United States, not east west. We're going north. We're going south north. We're going north up to Minnesota. Minnesota, Minnesota. I'm excited about Minnesota though. I know that that's some very, very sacred land up there. All the land is sacred. You know, some of it has been preserved better. And so I know this land that we're going to have been preserved. I'm getting the feeling that it hasn't experienced as much bloodshed as other lands. And I'm getting good vibes. I'm getting good vibes. So we're going to hear more from Sister Daphne when she calls in. I am going to play a quick song, though, because I just walked through the door. I worked late this evening, had to close up some loose ends before I hit this road. And so I need to put this tea on, and I need to make sure that I can be heard and I'm not just talking to myself. So, let's see. We had, let's see, okay. I'm thinking about, so you're going to hear what's happening at this festival, and I'm going to be presenting some dance. Uh-oh, what happened? I will be presenting some dance, and so I'm honestly thinking about this being one of the songs that we raise the energy to. So I'm going to go ahead and play it because I like it a lot, and I'll be right back.
What happened? Hey, if you be rap, you be single. If you be anything you want, do a zonto. Do a lingo. Bad girl, go on. Hey, if you be rap, you be single. If you be anything you want, do a lingo. Do a zonto. Bad girl, go on. Hey, Kofi Annan. Let me see you do the Kofi Annan. Hey, Kofi Annan. Bad girl, go on. Hey. Let me see you do the Kofi Annan, aye. Kofi Annan, bad girl, go down, aye. Kofi Annan, let me see you do the Kofi Annan, aye. Kofi Annan, bad girl, go down, aye. Chapter 1, he comes to my house with a bag of money and he say that he won. Take me to Paris, Australia and somewhere. Verse 2, I don't know what to say to him, speaking in a lingua. Verse 3, all my other friends and they talk and they sing, but right now. Verse 4, I won't talk to my men, son, give me some space, man. I won't talk to my men, son, give me some space, man. For my country, all the big boys wear a bada. For my country, all the fine girls like Fena. If you be rap, you be single. If you be anything you want, do a lingo. Do a zondo. Bad girl, go down, aye. If you be rap, you be single. If you be anything you want, do a lingo. Do a zondo. Bad girl, go down, aye. Kofi Annan. Let me see you do the Kofi Annan. Kofi Annan. Bad girl, go down, aye. Kofi Annan. Let me see you do the Kofi Annan, aye. Kofi Annan. Bad girl. Oh, baby, bam, baby. I don't get sick at it, but I go rap for it. And if I rap for it, make you know they laugh for me. Cause I be bad like that. And I go finish it. Before I finish it, you dey wait for sack or it. If you be rap, you be single. If you be anything you want, do a lingo. Do a zonto. Bad girl, go down. Aye. Kofi Annan. Let me see you do the Kofi Annan. Aye. Annan. Bad girl, go down, aye. Dab, Annan, Kofi Annan. Bad girl, go down, aye. Kofi Annan. Let me see you do the Kofi Annan, aye. Kofi Annan. Bad girl, go down. If you be rap, you be single. If you be anything you want, do a lingo. Do a zonto. Bad girl, go down, aye. Kofi Annan. Let me see you do the Kofi Annan. Aye. Kofi Annan. Bad girl, go down. Aye. Oh, biddy biddy banty bam bam. Oh, widdy widdy banty bam bam. Oh, kasala be banty bam bam. Whatever you are banty bam bam. And la la fa la la na we we. Aye.
See piano on the mix.
Oh oh na we we.
Oh oh na. that song. It's jam. It's jam, it's jam. Do you agree? You agree? Okay, so right now I'm testing the mic. Test, test, test. Test, test. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? You can hear me. Send me a text. Loud and clear. Yes, I was not talking to myself. Perfection. So, Miss Daphne, if you're on the line, please press 1 so I can bring you in. So I pretty much introduced everything. I told y'all why y'all heard that old school song at the introduction, where it came from. That was Ilegwa, Ilegbara, Ago, letting me know that he is definitely in the building. So I'm going to make sure to give him something nice and sweet to eat, maybe pass him a cigarette or a cigar a little bit later. That's what he likes, maybe a shot of some rum, you know, because that's what he likes. He likes to sit and talk and bring people together and play Mickey Ficky games, and he definitely did that with that first song, but I appreciate it. I do appreciate it. I appreciate it when the Warriors, are benevolent, right? I'm okay with the Warriors playing games as long as those games, you know, are all in good spirit. It's when they stop talking to you or when they start, you know, getting a little irritated and aggravated is when it's cause for concern. But other than that, I can definitely take it on the chin and laugh with them. So, yeah, y'all make sure y'all check out my little sing song, and tonight, as I said before the music break, Sister Daphne Moon, Goddess High Priestess, excuse me, let me give her justice and her due diligence. High Priestess Daphne Moon of the Goddesses of Light Temple is back with us again. Sister asked me if I was interested in joining her caravan of love on their trip to Project Earth, Wookiee Foot. And my first thought was, hell yeah. And then my second thought was, what is a Wookiee Foot? And so here we are. Peace, sis.
Hello.
Hey, can you hear me?
Hey, yes, now I can hear you. Okay.
I can hear you.
You can hear me?
How's it going?
It's good. It's good. I just got done doing a meditative movement dance with a sister here in Fort Worth, Texas. So I'm even out of my own element a little bit right now, but I'm really excited to be on with you today.
Hey, I'm happy you decided to join in. And any callers, if you're interested in speaking, asking questions, all you have to do is press 1. The call-in number is 516-595-8108. And so, let's see. Let's catch up on Goddesses of Light first before we dive into Project Earth. So how is Goddesses of Light Temple going? What's going on in Goddesses of Light Temple world?
Things are growing and shifting really quickly for us. You know, we had a big group last year go to an eclipse gathering called Darkening of the Sun. That was last August when we had the eclipse here in the United States. And we had a group of 12 of us from 3 different states show up for that event. And the energy was so big and so explosive that it kind of blasted us all apart. And we have like reworked a lot of things over the last 8 or 9 months. And we have a completely new crew now that is going to this particular event. Everyone that's coming to this next adventure next week is brand new except for me, which is a little scary but also really amazing, because I've felt so blessed to see the like powerful beings that have shown up for this vision. You know, the centerpiece of what we do is a ceremony for survivors of domestic and sexual violence. And over the last couple of weeks, I just keep getting donations and calls and messages from people who have interacted with the work that we've done over the last couple of years, just so much beautiful support from our community, showing up to say, we believe in what you're doing and please don't stop. Because I'm sure you know, the longer you do this kind of work, every once in a while you hit those like plateaus and those snags where it's like, oh my God, why am I doing this? Like, this is so hard. And I feel like I'm pulling teeth to make this shit happen. And then, you know, Spirit just sends you those little like breadcrumbs of like, no, you're doing the right thing. Like, keep going. The people are there and the people want you there, you know. And so it's been really like affirming for me to watch over the last couple of weeks of people just keep showing up and like wanting to see us go and wanting to see us fulfill this mission that we've got. So Project Earth is the first time that we're actually getting financially assisted by the festival to bring our temple. And we've got two more events this year that are out of state that we're also getting paid to bring this medicine. And, you know, a lot of times we have some like irky weirdness around accepting money for healing work, but you know, when you're called to heal in a capitalist society and money is the main like energy exchange available, I feel like it's a big affirmation that Spirit is allowing these people to give us that energy exchange to allow us to enable us to be able to bring this medicine. So I'm feeling really affirmed and really excited, and I'm kind of just ready for it to be Monday for us to be on the road.
Yeah, I totally agree. I'm super excited and I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, now's the countdown, so I'm starting to gather all the things together and, you know, start mentally preparing for this road trip because we are traveling. And I'm glad that you did bring up the fact, you know, that you are receiving compensation for your services and for your gifts. And that's a very important conversation that we need to have amongst ourselves specifically, especially as healers and as a community as well, because, you know, we pay for things that we want. We have no problem paying for doctors and dentists and chiropractors and anyone like that with those healing modalities. And so as we value ourselves just as we value others, it's definitely, you know, time that we started being mature about the conversations and helping people understand. And it also, from what I've been taught, you also compensate your healer, you compensate your entertainer, you compensate people who are artists, you compensate them because you get more out of it when you do. Because you are contributing to the exchange, and it's a currency. And so, you know, not to get too esoteric with it, but it's definitely a currency. And when you give and when you share, it opens up that channel, and you are able to receive even more. And so with that being said, listeners, we are asking for donations. We are asking for offerings. We are traveling. We have gas money. We have, you know, we have gas expenses. We have, you know, food expenses. And then we just have the expenses of making sure that Goddesses of Light continues to do what it does. It's very important work of creating spaces for women and survivors of domestic violence to be able to come together and release that toxic energy that was given to them unwarranted. So PayPal
and
me,
to transform
PayPal
it,
me.
You know.
Go ahead.
Oh, and to transform that energy, you know, a lot of us have been carrying this pain, and it's like I want to let go of it, but I can't let go without something coming in its place. You know, every time you release, there's a space that is open, and you're going to keep pulling those same kinds of experiences in until you learn to transmute that energy. And so what we do in this ceremony is we offer people an opportunity to turn their pain into their power. So this isn't just like, oh, I want to release. It's I want to call in what I'm supposed to be doing in this life. I mean, we're turning these people who have been walking around in pain into healers. And it feels really important and powerful to me. And so to support the work that we're doing, we're actually doing a giveaway right now. I don't know if you saw this. Ashton Nix of Black Star Henna and Apothecary, a fabulous brother that is moving with us, our first male teacher that's coming along with the temple. He has put together a body care package with a handmade organic sugar scrub, a body spray that is made with crystal-infused water, tobacco, sage, and rose oil, a couple of sticks of Palo Santo, a hand-woven bracelet, and a lip balm that he's made. So it's a $50 value. And for every dollar that people donate between now and Saturday at 3 p.m., that's one entry. And we're going to do a Facebook Live drawing on the Goddesses of Light website on Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. And somebody is going to get to take this beautiful body care package home with them.
Wow, that's a great idea. How exciting. And I'm glad that you mentioned Mr. Ashton, because now we can transition into who all is a part of this experience. Who all is going to be in the car riding these 20 hours?
Yeah, it's a long-ass drive, right? So one of the women that's coming along with us, her name is Savannah DeValle, and her expertise is in sound healing and in kundalini yoga. So she plays the cello, which is cool. I've never seen anybody do sound healing with the cello before. And she has this magnificent voice. And essentially what she does is open herself as a channel for spirit and allow spirit to pour this music out of her over you to shift the vibration in the space and in your body. And then she also instructs kundalini yoga, which is a form of yoga that is based around the energy flow in the body. And then we also, Ashton, who is a delightful male witch who has an apothecary and he does henna, and his henna is intuitive, and he infuses Reiki into all of his products and into the henna application that he's doing. So getting a piece of henna from Ashton is not just this body art, it's also a healing opportunity. And then we have Jai Lin, who is a teacher, a tantra teacher here in the DFW area, who's been doing body care and yoga and tantra for 15 years, I believe. She's also a really talented flow arts performer, so she does fire spinning. And then Michael Lay is a musician, and he is doing a lot of work around divine masculinity and what it looks like and feels like to embody the divine masculine. You know, we hear a lot about toxic masculinity and this patriarchal, white supremacist, hetero blah that has taken over our society and how we're going to dismantle that. But just like when you clear stuff out, you have to have something to call in its place. And so he's going to be doing a discussion around what it looks and feels like to show up as divine masculine. And then I do yoga and hold ceremony, and I'm going to be doing some work with the kiddos. And then there is the lovely you. So I'll let you talk to the folks about what it is that you do.
Okay, awesome. I would love to. So it's going to be somewhat intuitive. Definitely going to be intuitive because it's my first experience. And so, but we're going to center around body healing, energy. And so we're going to do some shake dancing. We're going to work on some different movements to help, as you say, move energy around. And that energy focusing on the creative force, the creative energy, is definitely going to be a fun time. Okay, it's going to be intuitive, so we're going to see, you know, exactly what's needed, kind of get a feel for the room. Set the intention that we're going to have drummers and musicians and just, you know, get down with the get down and leave with some movements and with a different awareness of how our bodies can move when we just surrender to the moment. So that's very vague, and it's that way on purpose, because I do have a plan, but from my experiences, oftentimes things do not go as planned. So I'm coming with just some basic things that I do want to get across. But for the most part, we're going to see how the rhythm, you know, how the rhythm moves us. So Sister Daphne has the calendar. She has the schedule, excuse me, on her page. I have it on my page as well. And so if you are interested in anything that you just heard and everything that you just heard, check out that schedule to make sure you are where you need to be at the time you need to be there. So, again, I'm going to ask for donations. Again, I'm going to emphasize that we could definitely use the community support to make sure we get there and we get there in the fashion that we need to get there to do the work that we need to do. And you have this raffle that Brother Ashton is sharing. I also am offering a 20-minute, 25-minute, any donation over $25. I'm offering a 25-minute demo online of the Shake Dance, Shake, Shake, Shake Dance. And, of course, that's going to be a lot more structured than what I'm going to do Saturday. But just, you know, a little 25-minute demo, and if you like it, then we can talk about doing some more work together. I'm sure you will, though. And let's see, what else is there to talk about?
Do we give them the PayPal link?
Yes, it definitely. Give them the PayPal link.
So it's paypal.me/goddesses. So it's plural, GODDESSES, of light. And that is also our Facebook, Goddesses of Light, and it's our website, goddessesoflight.com. So you can get in touch with us through any of those spaces. If you have any questions or you want to give, that's how you find us.
Excellent. And that in the description to this show, if you look in the description box, that link is also available there so that you can just click on it or cut and paste it. And send that money, definitely send the money, or just send us a message and say we wish you well, we wish you peace, send us a good blessing to carry us on our way. Let's see, so we talked about Goddesses of Light. Okay, so can we talk about Wookiee Foot? Now, what exactly is a Wookiee Foot again?
So Wookiee Foot is actually a band, and they are the ones that created this festival. So Project Earth is a small community building based festival.
Okay, that was not on purpose. I was trying to mute myself. Sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry. Hey,
so
you're talking about the band and the festival.
Yeah, so they put on a large festival in August called Shangri-La, and we'll actually be at that festival as well. But Project Earth is the fundraiser for Shangri-La. And so it's smaller, it's more family-focused. They said that there's around 500 kids that come to this every year, and it's more about building community and like really deepening into connections with the people who are trying to do this work in the world. And so it's definitely one of the more higher consciousness festivals out there. It's not centered around the music. It's not going to be a bunch of people running around doing drugs. So I'm really excited to get to know the people who are a part of this community. And that's going to set us up for August when we come back for Shangri-La to be able to really deeply hold space in a larger kind of festival.
Best piece. Okay, I'm glad you said that exact phrase, hold space. So I've heard I've heard a lot. I've heard, okay, let me rephrase that. Just a second. Okay. Talking to my daughter. She just made it home. So as of lately, as I branch out and journey into different communities, different healers, modalities, I'm hearing different phrases and terms that are somewhat new to me. I'm sure the concept at the end of the day is the same, but they're different type of terminology. So just so I'm clear, when someone says holding space, what does that mean? What is holding space?
To me, holding space means creating a container of healing. So when somebody walks into the temple, they will notice a like physical and emotional shift in themselves as they cross the threshold of that container. You know, it's kind of like the energetic bubble, if you will. I'm sure, like, for the more scientific-minded folks, there's this magnetic field that surrounds the earth, and it surrounds each person, and, you know, there is this measurable energetic flow that happens not just inside the body, but in the space around the body as well. And so what I believe and what I tap into is the idea that I can control that magnetic field around my body, and by pulling in energy from spirit or source or God or the flying spaghetti monster or whatever you want to call it, I can expand that bubble that is around my body to take up more space. And the more people that I work with, the more we can expand our bubbles together to create this larger dome of spirit energy. That when people move into that space, they feel fully supported and held by spirit to move through whatever it is that needs to be healed in their bodies, in their minds, or in their spirits.
Wow, that's beautiful. Okay, so you're holding, you're creating the space for them to come in. And so when you, so I'm under the impression that part of the holding the space is, I guess, what is the process? You typically start talking about a certain subject, and then people respect each other's voices, or generally, how does that work when it comes to holding space for someone and facilitating their, helping them facilitate their healing?
I think it varies from person to person and from situation to situation. You know, you can hold space for a friend that's going through something difficult just by sitting next to them and listening to what they have to say. But when you're talking about like holding space as a facilitator in a larger bubble in a temple type setting, you know, what we will actually do is on Thursday, we will hold an opening ceremony and we will call in the elements, the directions, animal guides, ancestors, masculine and feminine, all of these different pieces of energy that are both us and divine. We're going to call on all of this to help us create this bubble around the temple. And then we are going to be essentially the channels for that energy to continue flowing in throughout the weekend. So this opening ceremony is going to set up the energetic space around the temple. And then we are going to act as beacons for that energy throughout the weekend. And we won't close that space until the festival is over on Sunday.
Wow. Oh, I'm so excited. I can't wait. I'm honestly... I'm definitely a participant in this. Y'all will definitely see me in the temple assisting and standing in my truth. However, I'm going to be, honestly, I'm just going to be standing back and watching in awe the work that you all do. I've seen you all before. I've seen Goddess of Light Temple at Healing for the People. And it's beautiful. First of all, the temple is gorgeous. It is completely gorgeous from the air elements that you all bring in with the different material waving in the wind to the beautiful crystals to your altars to just the comfort of coming into the temple, coming off the... Just a second, y'all. Daughter, what I tell you to do, do not put on any more makeup. It is time for bed. She thinks because I'm on this show... I'm not paying attention to her. She is in the restroom using eyeshadow as lipstick. So, anywho, so coming off the ground, and then you walk into, you cleanse yourself. You definitely, like she said, holding the space when you come into that temple, you're coming into a sacred space. And then when you walk in, the ground transforms. It's soft. It's very... It just engulfs you, and you do feel like you're in a safe place. You do feel like you're in a very love place of love. And that's what drew me to Daphne in the first place. Not only is she a beautiful spirited person, her temple is also extremely beautiful to the eyes and to the heart. And so I'm just super excited about seeing her vision come into fruition and then finding my place in it, as we all are, finding our space in the Goddesses of Light Temple and then finding our place in the larger festival. Because like she said, it's going to be 500 children running around. It's going to be up to 2,000 people. Like, and these are different bands and different acts. And I'm super excited. And the words are escaping me because I have one eye on my child right now and one eye on the show.
Thank you so much.
My passion comes through. And if you feel so inclined, definitely go online and look for this PayPal link. It's here. It's on her page at Goddesses of Light on Facebook, goddessesoflight.com. It is plural, GODDESSES. And go ahead and donate and help us get there. And we're not going to just take your money and you'll never hear from us again. We're going to send you a thank you. We're going to put you in our prayers. And hopefully we'll see you in Minnesota. So before we get off the phone, can you talk a little bit about our road trip?
Yeah. So because we have so many new people, and there are several people who've actually never met each other before who are going to be holding space at this temple, we're doing something a little differently this time that I'm really excited about. We are taking our time to get there, and we are going to be camping out together on Monday night and on Tuesday night. And then on Wednesday, we're going to build the temple together, and then we're going to sit in that space together until the next morning when the rest of the festival is going to be allowed in. So we're going to have this really beautiful and unique opportunity as space holders to deepen our relationships to one another. And Ashton is going to hold a couple of like theater improv style games for us to play while we are camping. I am going to facilitate some authentic relating games, which are communication games, opportunities for us to deepen our ability to communicate with one another and learn how to get on the same page as one another. So we're not just going to be coming straight from our regular lives to this festival the way that we have been the last few that we've done. We're going to have this opportunity to like really deepen into spiritual connection as a community of space holders so that we go into this festival as powerful, as open, as beautifully aligned as we possibly can.
Hey, road trip.
Yeah. And I just bought a van. So now we have the Goddess Mobile. And there's a woman out of Houston, Betty Smith, who is going to paint the van for us in July after we get back from project. So we're going to have this like awesome vehicle taking us. It's her inaugural trip. So we get to bless the Goddess Mobile too.
Oh, that is so neat. That is awesome. Gosh, Daphne, girl. So how does it feel to see your vision coming, manifesting?
Man, it is mind-boggling. I was trying to talk about it in that video that I did on Facebook the other day, and I really am just speechless because the reality is, like, I didn't make this up. You know, like, this is a vision that has come through me. I have been given the beautiful responsibility of birthing this thing into existence. And Spirit was like, this is what you're going to do. And I was like, I got an 18-month-old baby and no money and what? Back in 2016. And, like, everything has just beautifully fallen into place. And, like, there were times when it felt like it was falling apart. I mean, me and my ex-husband split up, and I was homeless for a few months. And, like, there's been a lot of shifting and changing that has happened for me over the last few years, to the point where Spirit directed me to change my name. You know, like, I am a completely different person than I was when this started. And, like, I've shown up and I've done some work, but I can't take credit for the original vision because that was given to me, and I'm just here to help make it real.
Indeed, indeed. And her story is very compelling. Check out her Facebook page again, and she has a live that she did where she's basically just breaking down where Goddesses of Life, came from, how she received her vision, and how it's been growing, and how we got to this point. And it's a beautiful story, and we all have our stories, and it's good to hear other people and what they've gone through and what moves them and how Spirit has called them to be present and to not only heal themselves but then heal others in the process. And I like, and as a matter of fact, she made a statement where she was, she made a statement where she was talking about, originally, like a lot of healers do, she came in with the attitude of, okay, you know, I've been called to heal, I'm going to heal. And then in that process, she realized, wait a minute, I am the person that needs to be healed, and taking that approach, which is a very, you know, we do need to be healed. If it's not from domestic violence, you know, if we haven't been on the receiving end, then maybe we have been the person who has caused the violence. I mean, whether it doesn't have to necessarily be physical, it can be emotional, it can be spiritual, or we just want to, you know, we have seen our loved ones go through violence, and that also affects us because that traumatizes us on a different level. And so we all, and then if you've never been exposed to personal violence, just turning on the TV is violent, is a violent act in many instances. And depending on how sensitive you are, it can really, really, really affect you in a negative way because, you know, some things are just not, it just shouldn't be endured by another human being. So I appreciate her standing in her power, answering the calling, and moving forward with it. And I wish her the best, and I know you all wish us the best. And so if you would like to support the cause, please do. And if we approach the last few minutes of this show, if you would like to say anything, 516-595-8108 is the call-in number, 516-595-8108. Press 1. And you can say hello, how you doing? But you only have like 2 or 3 minutes, so do it now or hold your peace. Daphne, any closing parting words?
Just thank you so much for like showing up and being on board and like investing your time and your energy and helping to make this thing happen. You know, like this would not be happening without you either. And so like I have a lot of gratitude and a lot of respect for you as a woman and the work that you're doing. And I so look forward to the opportunity to deepen our relationship and to get to know you a little bit better.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. Well, all right, y'all. I have a baby right here who has found her way into my arms. She's been at camp all day, and mom has been at work all day. So I'm going to leave you all with peace, 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 peace. Thank you for listening. Circle Sister 13 will be back. We went on hiatus for a little bit, getting my life situations together. However, we will be back. Coming up in the fall, we will be traveling back to Baltimore for the Black Witch Convention. And so I have some special surprises leading up to that. So check back in every so often until we get back on the regular flow. And until then, paypal.me/goddessesoflight or paypal.me/templeofshe42. It is written in this description box. It is also on the Facebook pages, Goddesses of Light, or you can go to Circle Sister 13 and get all the information that you need. And, other than that, y'all have a good one, and we will chat soon. I'm looking for my song. All right, stay unbreakable. Peace.
That it would break me, take me off my course. Fell, picked it up, realigned with the source. Back on the horse like a diver. I'm a survivor, victor, picture perfect. Work it till it's short circuit. Think it, speak it, claim it, secret. Ancient, ancient, cadence, further. fragrance, ultraviolet, how I speak when I'm silent. Through my aura, borealis, aurora, it's in the bloodline, liquid sunshine, the heart, know it and I'm doing my part. Sometimes it's switching a blink like a glitch in the link of a chain. Stay off it, before I lose, I'm a forfeit. No bowing to the corporate, a devil's in the pulpit. Applaud this, flawless, spit gorgeous. Justice for the lawless, that real rawness. Talk reckless, but softer than a pearl necklace. We out of balance, let's correct it. Stay connected, we resurrectless. Then over on the next mission, the wound must be protected and respected. I say, no more victim, that's the mission. Deal with truth every day. Gotta make it over, that's the only way. Go against the grain, work through the pain to get joy. Something to hold on, Myrna Loy. Survival of the fit, we intent, brethren. Seven steps to heaven, wafers unleavened, communion with the interstellar, ginger lever, shooting dice with Christ, looking for my Cinderella, Dana Dane flow, plain Jane no, punky booster with the colorful, mainframe glow, life in bananas, welfare and tannin, regardless, cry freedom if you really want this.